Since 1977, the Miami University Regional Artists Series has brought an interesting, diverse, and eclectic lineup of musical talent to the Middletown and Hamilton branches of Miami University. The concert series producer for 33 years, Dr. Howard Epstein, is my guest tonight for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal, and Howard Epstein joins us by phone. Welcome, and thanks for visiting WVXU tonight, Dr. Epstein.
Well, thanks for having me.
So how do you morph from college professor to concert producer in the 70s?
That's a good question. I've thought about it many a time. And I think the answer is a teenager of the 60s, went to Penn State, grew up in Philadelphia as well. And there were a lot of musical options to explore at that time that were relatively cheap compared to today's concert market. And a lot of variation. I think one thing was that, you know, as the Motown sound and soul music began to become popular with all members of society, that you know, wasn't just isolated. You could go to the Uptown Theater in North Philadelphia, and back then they'd bring in shows for a week with maybe six acts on them. The headliners might be the Miracles. Headliners would do like six songs, and other acts would do two, three songs each. And then there were folk clubs like the Main Point and the Second Fret in Philadelphia, where you could see people like Richie Havens and Eric Anderson. And then when I got to Penn State, they would have a jazz club, and they'd bring in James Brown. I saw the Dave Brubeck Quartet. I saw Ravi Shankar. And that continued, you know, as a grad student at Ohio State. There were a lot of musical places you could go.
We're talking to Howard Epstein about how he morphed from being a gentle college professor to a rock and roll concert producer in the late 70s. What were you teaching at Miami at the time?
I was teaching educational psychology and special ed courses.
When you thought about bringing this live music that you had enjoyed so much as an undergrad in your days at Penn State, thought about bringing that to your students, were you designing concerts for the students or more for sort of just the citizens, the communities of Hamilton and Middletown?
We have Parish Auditorium on the Hamilton campus. So I went into that facility, you know, it's like 450 seats and, you know, every seat is a good seat in there. And I was like, man, this is really like a neat place. I think this would be good for shows. And I was down at a show at Bogart's. I think it was Tom Waits. And the opener was Mike Reed, the former Cincinnati Bengal. Now, the connection there is when I was at Penn State, I ran track. And the last 2 years that Mike was there, you know, he's an All-American football player. He threw the shot and discus for Penn State. So he was one of my teammates. So I got the idea, let's bring Mike Reed up to Hamilton to do a performance. So that was the first show I did.
And did you always do shows in both Middletown and Hamilton?
No, because I was a Hamilton professor. Both campuses had an artist series. At that time, I was just doing, you know, a concert or two. And so from there, I started a concert board with myself as the advisor and got students to come aboard. And we did a variety of folk artists. And we also brought in Billy Crystal in 1980. That was the first, I'd say, big show I did. And Ray Combs, if you remember, comedian, he was from Hamilton. And
right.
He came to me in 1983 and said, hey, I'd like to do a comedy show. I'll get the headliner. I'll be the middle guy and I'll get somebody to open. You know, that's the way the comedy concerts went back then. So he got Jay Leno. And so we were going to have Jay Leno, Ray Combs, and I forget the opening guy. And then 2 days before the show, he goes, Leno's got to do this thing in Indianapolis. He can't do the show. So he goes, let me think on it. I'll get somebody else to come in. I said, okay, you know, what am I going to do? So he goes, maybe I could get Robin Williams. And Robin Williams was on Mork and Mindy at that time. And I'm like, yeah, go do that. That'll be great. So he calls me back later that afternoon and he says, I got somebody. He's really good. He's a really clean comedian. He's really funny. I think you'll like him. That was my introduction to Jerry Seinfeld as a performer. So Seinfeld played our campus in 83. Now, I was doing concerts. I began to do a little series, and the students would help me pick the acts. They decided on Billy Crystal. You know, we did Katie Lauer Band. We did a number of folk artists. But, you know, we weren't paying a lot of money for these artists. And we did okay, but some of the shows, you know, we'd be lucky to get 75 people. And it wasn't like we were roaring success right away.
But what magic events those must have been in those intimate settings. How do you think the concert series has benefited the community?
Well, one, we're bringing various types of cultural activities to the city. Two, there's people that come from out of the area. And a good example of a recent concert that we had would have been our last concert of the season last season with the Waylon Jennies. You know, we sell tickets on campus, but we also use the box office up on the main campus. And, you know, I'm talking to Craig Harkrider, who's our box office manager, and he goes, do you realize there's people coming from New Jersey, from Michigan, from West Virginia, from Illinois, coming into the community? So there's a financial benefit to the community. They're eating at restaurants, they're staying at the hotel, you know, maybe they're picking and buying gas, and maybe they're frequenting other shops.
And certainly a benefit to the artists as well, to get a chance to get into these markets and play these shows and flesh out their tours with these routing dates. So fast forward to now, who's been here already this season and who is still to come?
Well, this past season finished, and we did very well. I was mulling over how much longer I was going to do it. I've been retired from teaching since 2010. That's when I was offered Middletown. So between the two campuses, let me see this year, we had Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn. We had Jim Messina of Loggins and Messina and Buffalo Springfield. Sam Bush, again, another favorite. The Milk Carton Kids were here. Mm-hmm. And there's a good example, Milk Carton Kids, of an act that drew younger people to the campus. At Middletown, Jake Shimabukuro, ukulele player from Hawaii, an audience for that was of all ages. And at least in the merchandise after the show, there was at least six or seven people in line carrying ukuleles that wanted them signed by Jake Shimabukuro. Then, of course, the spring was really good for us at Middletown. We did three shows, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Rhonda Vincent and the Rage, and the Wailing Jennies. And all three of those shows sold out. So over 90% of our available tickets were sold this season.
And where can people find out information about concerts coming up this next season?
We're only going to do two shows on each campus. Sierra Hall, who was nominated for Best Folk Album in the Grammys this past year, although she didn't win, will be at Hamilton. And Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, one of the greats in bluegrass, will be at Hamilton. At Middletown will be the Lone Bellow in October. And then we have a kind of a composite show in March called the Texas Troubadours. And that'll feature Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Carrie Rodriguez, and blues singer Ruthie Foster. I think it's a nice little package, and they're the kind of shows that don't have a lot of technical requirements. So the people taking over are not going to have the same awareness of how to do things yet. They're going to have to take some baby steps. So I'm trying to make it easy for them.
Howard, have a great summer.
Well, thank you very much, and appreciate the opportunity to tell a little bit about the inside of the series and say goodbye to everybody.
Thank you so much for all you've done.
You're quite welcome.
My guest has been Dr. Howard Epstein, responsible for the Miami University Regional Artist Series in Hamilton and Middletown since 1977. He once said, you can't be everything to everyone, but give people a reason to make the drive. Thank you for giving us reason to drive to the concerts for about 40 years now, and here's to your retirement. A link to the concert series is available through our website, wvxu.org, or around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal.
Oh, don't get me wrong. It's not that I knock it. It's just that I'm not in the market for a boy who wants to love only me. Yes, and I say it. Time for the rain in on me. live a lot longer if you live.